really focuses on a patient-first approach with everything we do. It stems from my family background, which was my family was affected by a disorder called alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. And I saw firsthand what a program like what we have here at Optime Cares did for my father and my entire family, physicians, and then broader patient community. So we founded Optime Care with my partners from over 30 years in healthcare experience and working in the specialty pharmacy and pharmaceutical industry, and combined it with those personal experiences that my family had, and created the created a patient first pharmacy that could really deliver that trusted path to a fulfilled life for patients with rare and orphan conditions.
And I don't want to pry, but can you explain a little bit about what this disorder is?
Yeah, so alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency is a genetic disorder that actually causes either lung or liver issues in adults or liver issues in children. So the lung issues usually result in emphysema at a at an earlier age, or at any point in the patient's life as an adult, or from a liver standpoint, cirrhosis, liver cancer, and liver failure. So my dad had a double lung transplant in 2006 and unfortunately passed away from liver failure about 2 years ago. So
I'm so sorry.
We've really looked at what we do here to take care of all patients with other disorders as well at Optime Care, and basically provide a comprehensive program for them that's not only surrounded by their treatment, but also takes care of the patient from a individualized care plan. And we look at how we can help those patients really understand their disorder and receive the treatment that's available for it.
And what would you say were some of the challenges about being in this field?
So the really tough challenges are surrounded by lack of understanding and education around these disorders. Most of our patients and most of the patients that receive a diagnosis with a orphan or rare condition, they typically go through what we call as the patient journey. So they've gone to see 3 to 5 different physicians. They spend an average of 7 to 10 years with symptoms, and then when they really do decide to go get, they're really trying to find what's wrong with them. And physicians test them for a number of different things, and usually it comes out where, I'm going to test you for this last thing, and it's really rare. I doubt you have it. And all of a sudden, a day or two later or a couple of weeks later after they get the diagnosis back, it says, you know, come into the doctor's office. I want to explain this to you. And when the doctor explains the disorder to them, you know, the patient's usually there with a loved one. They're nodding their head. They're saying yes. But all they're really hearing is, you have this really weird thing that you've never heard of and you probably can't pronounce. And I'm going to treat you with this medicine that, again, you've never heard of, and you probably can't pronounce. And do you have any questions? So if the patient nods their head, the physician feels like they've answered all their questions, and all the patient heard was, all right, I got to get my affairs in order. I'm not sure what's going on. And then the caregiver looks at it and goes, if this is really that rare, it's got to be expensive. How are we going to afford this? So the challenge is really, you know, navigating through that. And after we get, you know, after the patient gets prescribed the medication, or after the patient goes through that experience, we're there to help navigate through that. We're there to help those patients understand, you know, what's going on, give them, you know, informed questions to go back and talk to their doctor if they still have more medical questions, fill their prescription, set up a care plan for them, and things like that.
Well, yeah, no, I don't completely relate to that, but no, I just like, it's so true. It's so true how much we go through and how relatable this is, because you're like, oh, what's wrong? What's wrong? Is it in my head? Is it this? Is it that? But
right.
It's so relatable. But yeah, and exactly, do you do genetic counseling too, or?
Some programs we do. We usually outsource that. But we create what's needed for the patient for that specific disorder, you know, and it's really it really creates that whole comprehensive plan. So some of these disorders require in-home nursing visits. Some disorders require, you know, they're infused products, so they require somebody to come out to their house and do the infusion. Some are an oral solid, so you just take it, you know, once a day and you're good to go. Some require nutrition services. So we set up programs that, you know, we do nutritional services. Some require, you know, constant check-ins on blood sugar and glucose levels and, you know, lab work. And so we have, you know, pharmacists and care coordinators that reach out to the patient on a regular basis to make sure that those things are being done. So it's really creating that niche program for that specific disorder and really focusing on this, you know, those specific disorders with those different teams that we set up.
And now you have a podcast that you're doing with us now, right?
We do. We do. We started the show a few months back, really at the height of the pandemic. That might seem strange to start something in healthcare when healthcare is all they're talking about is, you know, the pandemic and you know, COVID and the coronavirus. But we really felt it was our mission, you know, based on my family history and based on what we do every day for those patients, to bring to light and keep some focus on the rare and orphan disease community, especially during the pandemic. We really felt by bringing the audience, the voices from all aspects of the rare and orphan world, we could bring valuable insights to the masses, or at least our listeners. But we just finished season one, and we felt that that was really successful in accomplishing our mission of keeping the light a little bit on that rare and orphan disease world.
And what are the other diseases that you're talking about?
So when we look at different diseases, you know, we had a couple of patient guests who were we had a guest, Bill Jolly, who has a rare form of cancer. And he's taken what he's done and kind of made it a powerful mission through life. We had Monica Weldon, who you know, her son has a disorder. It's a genetic deletion. And then we had Rare Candace, who is a advocacy attorney who had a rare condition that, you know, she decided to dedicate her life to being an advocacy attorney and really bringing things to light through the patient groups. So those are three people that I look at that, you know, have changed their lives for the better, and taken a really tough situation and made a positive for not just them, their families, but for, you know, people with rare disease everywhere. We had a couple folks in the we had Jim Clement, who's a former executive for a national payer. We had Ken Greathouse, who is a serial entrepreneur and has created and been on the boards of many drug manufacturers. And then Dave Panek, who is the CEO of a pharmaceutical company called Sail Therapeutics, who, you know, has that patient-first mentality and looks at how he can bring products to the market for these rare disorders.
Amazing. And what else could it be you do? What else do people do to help other than listening and to bring awareness?
Yeah, so I, you know, looking at, you know, your publication and looking at what I'd love to see is, you know, celebrities and folks from your audience to reach out. You know, they can get involved in Rare Disease Day is coming up at the end of the month, and every year Rare Disease Day has all the rare disease companies, you know, really focused through NORD, and they, you know, stand up and say, hey, we care about rare. You can get involved in local chapters. You can get involved in local, you know, local support groups, local meetings. Just tell your story is the biggest thing. Rare disease affects us all. There's thousands of rare diseases in the world. You're not alone. So tell your story, stand up, get out there and create awareness. Because with awareness, education and detection, we will find the treatments and that they could potentially lead to those the cures that we're looking for. So let your voice be heard, because you are not alone. And there's platforms out there like Rare Voices, our podcast, and like so many other areas that the patient can get involved.
And where can we follow you on social media so we can keep up with you and the rare diseases that you're focusing on?
So you can follow our website at www.optimecare.com. That's OptimeCare.com. Or you can listen to our podcast and it's anywhere you listen to podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, or SoundCloud, and that's Rare Voices Podcast. You can also go to our website at www.optimecare.com/rare-voices, and they're all posted on our website.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for taking the time today. I really appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful, safe weekend.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one. Be safe.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.